Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 27th day of August. Today reading 2 Corinthians 1:12 to 2:11 and reading the God's Word translation. We are proud that our conscience is clear. We are proud of the way that we have lived in this world. We have lived with a God-given holiness and sincerity, especially toward you. It was not by human wisdom that we have lived, but by God's kindness. We are only writing you what you already knew before you read this. I hope you will understand this as long as you live. Even though you now understand it only partially, we are your reason to be proud, as you will be our reason to be proud on the day of our Lord Jesus. Confident of this, I had previously wanted to visit you so that you could benefit twice. My plans had been to go from the city of Corinth to the province of Macedonia. Then from Macedonia, I had planned to return to you again in Corinth and have you support my trip to Judea. You don't think that I made these plans lightly, do you? Do you think that when I make plans, I make them in a sinful way? Why would I say that something is true when it isn't? You can depend on God. Our message to you isn't false. It's true. God's Son, Jesus Christ, whom I, Silvanus, and Timothy told you about, was true, not false. Because of him, our message was always true. Certainly, Christ made God's many promises come true. For that reason, because of our message, people also honor God by saying, Amen. God establishes us, together with you, in a relationship with Christ. He has also anointed us. In addition, he has put his seal of ownership on us and has given us the Spirit as his guarantee. I appeal to God as a witness on my behalf that I stayed away from Corinth because I wanted to spare you. It isn't that we want to have control over your Christian faith. Rather, we want to work with you so that you will be happy. Certainly, you are firmly established in the Christian faith. I decided not to visit you again while I was distressed. After all, if I had made you uncomfortable, how could you have cheered me up when you were uncomfortable? This is the very reason I wrote to you. I didn't want to visit you and be distressed by those who should make me happy. I'm confident about all of you that whatever makes me happy also makes you happy. I was deeply troubled and anguished. In fact, I had tears in my eyes when I wrote to you. I didn't write to make you uncomfortable, but to let you know how much I love you. If someone caused distress, I'm not the one really affected, to some extent. Although I don't want to emphasize this too much, it has affected all of you. The majority of you have imposed a severe enough punishment on that person. So now forgive and comfort him. Such distress could overwhelm someone like that if he's not forgiven and comforted. This is why I urge you to assure him that you love him. I had also written to you to test you. I wanted to see if you would be obedient in every way. If you forgive someone, so do I. Indeed, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, I did it in the presence of Christ for your benefit. I don't want Satan to outwin us. After all, we are not ignorant about Satan's scheming. Let's pray that we will have forgiveness. Dear Jesus, help us to take forgiveness, because forgiveness is an act of showing love. Forgiveness is an act of showing strength in your faith, because you ask us to forgive. You tell us to forgive for us to be forgiven. So help us to try to practice the act of forgiveness and to apply the core of forgiveness into our core. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.